The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Over the weekend, there was a knock at the door. One of my daughters said, "Hey, there's someone at the door." And my wife, without skipping a beat, was like, "There's someone at the door."
That's creepy.
And I caught that, and I got a little goosebumps on my arm there. I was like, "Man, that is creepy." But then we started having fun, like saying normal things, but then whispering them. And
they kind of take a different little meaning.
Right.
Don't they?
Right. So, you know, maybe you're going to the dentist's office and the dentist is like, "Hey, open wide."
"Hey, open wide."
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, "Nope, I'm out."
Nope.
Deuces.
See ya. I didn't know my dentist was that creepy. Or, you know, it's like your kid, if you've got children, gets up, comes downstairs and is like, "Hey, I can't sleep." And you're like, "Go back to sleep."
"I can't sleep."
"Go back to sleep." Yeah, exactly. These are phrases even. When spoken, they're fine. When whispered, creepy. Like,
"I've been looking for you."
"I've been looking for you."
Ew, no. Nope. I'm out.
Oh my gosh, got a text from a listener. "I'll see you tonight."
"I'll see you tonight."
Oh my gosh. Got another text from a listener. "I love children."
"I love children."
Okay.
Oh, God, no, that's like a Hansel and Gretel kind of thing, right? No.
Oh, my gosh. another one. "What size shoes do you wear?"
"What size shoes do you wear?"
Yeah, that's really creepy.
"I don't know. I'm out."
Yeah, it's... Again, I oh, Bridget, "It'll only hurt for a second."
"It'll only hurt for a second."
Yeah.
I'm creeping myself out.
This is so stupid.
I should never whisper.
Oh,
ever.
My God. Okay. All right. Sorry. We're ending it on this one. Text from a listener. "Try blowing on it."
"Try blowing on it."
Okay.